We're joined now from Beirut by RTE's Fran McNulty. Fran, in relation to the UNIFIL troops, it's quite clear the Israeli Defence Forces aren't moving.
Yeah, and it does present an issue, Audrey, a very obvious issue. If they remain there, continue this ground operation, we're going to see not only the Irish troops at that outpost at Marun Al Ras, but also hundreds of other peacekeeping troops who are in the 29 outposts along the Blue Line, left in a fairly difficult position. Effectively, they between them and the main camps will be this military zone, which Israel appears to be creating, and that presents a military and a strategic problem, one that will have to be looked at. I mean, the Taoiseach said yesterday that this mission is constantly under review. It certainly will need to be in the coming weeks because Israel is not backing down. And even to listen to Peter Lerner there, when you asked him how long would it take to conclude this operation, he said until all of the infrastructure of Hezbollah was severed. That is, you're talking about decades long infrastructure that has been built there. That is going to take a massive amount of time. If you think that the Israeli army have been on the ground in Gaza for a year and they still are continuing to target Hamas operations there. So it looks like if Israel continues to push with this, which from everything they've said they will, this is going to go on for quite some time because they are very keen to get those people who've had to move out of northern Israel back for many reasons, the optics of it, but also the cost. I mean, I've stayed in Tel Aviv with families from northern Israel in hotels where we've been staying. They're all over the city. It's costing hundreds of millions of euro to keep them there.
Meanwhile, Israel seems to be expanding their ground operation in Lebanon. They're moving southwest rather than in the east where they had been up until now.
Yeah, and they confirmed that this morning, and that follows on from a warning yesterday, Audrey. They issued a warning to people to stay away from coastal areas, not to use boats, and not to be on the beach, not to have anything to do with the water, because the Israeli Navy is about to move in. And they have told people to stay off the beaches and away from the coast from north of Sidon right the way down. That, Audrey, is practically 50% of the coastline of Lebanon. The Israeli army are, because they are struggling on the ground, we see it around the post where they are with Irish peacekeepers. They got into a difficult position there. They, according to some reports, sought shelter so they could fire on Hezbollah. The difficulty is, if they start to attack from the sea, then it becomes a different war. They appear to be doing this on a bite-by-bite basis. If they start and use their infrastructure, use their warships, use boats to fire in, it makes that a little bit easier in terms of dealing with the enemy. And that will allow them move incrementally and slowly up across South Lebanon as they want to do.
And meanwhile, Hezbollah, are they still continuing to fire at Israel?
Yeah, we've seen several rocket attacks overnight. Tel Aviv, Haifa targeted. Of course, some of those rockets have come down, and we're continuing to see the air raid, the sirens sound out right across Israel. That happened all through last night. It is a situation, it's relentless, and Israel publishes the figures daily. Up on 200 rockets in a single day being fired by Hezbollah into Israel. And that, of course, means that the Iron Dome system is trying to take down all of those rockets and those targets. And that, again, is a costly war effort for Israel. So no sign of Hezbollah letting up at all.
Fran, thank you very much indeed. RTE's Fran McNulty, live from Beirut.